Hey everybody, welcome to a special pre-Otakon episode. My name is Kate.
And my name is Alan, and we're from ReverseThieves.com. You can contact us at ReverseThieves@gmail.com or join our cool Discord where we've been talking about Otakon for the last month and a half, as well as just the new anime season, cool things in anime, and Detective Conan.
Yeah, and during the con, our Discord is where I'll primarily be posting. I'll, you know, try to do some daily updates on there and maybe some live updates during the con. That's, of course, where I will also be posting all of my sleuthing from the Artist Alley, which is my favorite place to be during the con.
Well, according to Anime World Order, you're like the main Artist Alley journalist, Kate, so, you know, it's your duty.
I'm proud to be that.
You know, you've got to tell them what to buy, what to sell, what's hot, what's not. Are people still thirsty for your and Spy Family?
I will report back.
I will, as usual, be focusing on panels, but there are always a bunch of things to do at Otakon. I'm also pressed this year, as I usually am. And technically, we're kind of panelists. We only got one panel waitlisted, so we have no official panels. But theoretically, New Anime for Older Fan could step in if someone drops out.
Yeah, so we might be a last-minute addition, and I, again, will try to post that on the Discord if and when it happens, and try to do that as soon as possible. But I feel like often with the waitlisted stuff, it's really last minute. So, yeah, we'll do our best to inform you if we do get that. In terms of guests, we're not going to go through the whole guest lineup because it's like a huge roster this year. Back to feels like pre-pandemic levels of guests. And way more Japanese guests than I could have even hoped for, because I think it was a little, like, unclear if that was going to be able to happen as much this year, just because we are still in a global pandemic. Studio Trigger is back, you know, fan favorite. Everybody enjoys them. I love that they've made Otakon their home, and I think it says a lot about Otakon itself that it's just, I think it's their vibe. It's like a much more chill, non-industry, non-corporate sort of feeling to it. So I think that fits them.
But they're going to have that like preview of Cyberpunk Edgerunners. You know, the video game and the tabletop RPG Cyberpunk. They're going to have a Studio Trigger anime set in that world. And like they're going to have a big sneak preview for that. So that's on Friday. Definitely worth a look.
We've also got Studio Orange, some sort of sneak peek at Trigun at their panel. It's like very unclear if it's like footage we've already seen or if it's like they're going to show us anything new, but they are the studio responsible for the new Trigun anime. So curious to see what they have to say.
There are a lot of composer guests this year, like three or four composers. Which I think is an interesting motif to have. You know, a bunch of guests that generally do the same thing. There's even one panel where two of them talk to each other. Which is, amusingly enough, against another composer panel.
Yeah, that panel is one that I'm really interested in. Because the composers that I'm sort of looking, or that caught my interest, were Yuki Hayashi and Kaoru Wada. And they're the ones who are in conversation with each other, which I think is a brilliant move for a panel. And they're also doing a concert together on Sunday.
Yeah, I like theoretically have panels scheduled on Sunday, but I might just ditch them and do my normal go to the Sunday concert just because I always feel like that's a nice way to wind down. Because then you just basically watch the concert. And then you stay there for closing ceremonies and con feedback. And then we just chill till Monday.
Yeah, it is a really nice way to end the con, especially if you're able to stay like later on Sunday or staying through Monday. other music guests that I think are interesting is to have the Carolyn Tuesday director Motonobu Hori and the singing voice for Tuesday, Selena Ann, will be at the con. And I realized, oh, this is sort of a throwback, right? Because the virtual Otakon that happened in 2020 when the convention was canceled also had Carolyn Tuesday related stuff that was really nice. So it's kind of fun to now have a live version and different from that.
There are also some nice voice actor guests that are, what do you call it? We have Toshio Furukawa, who's, the old Ataru, not the new one for the new series.
Everybody's favorite scumbag.
And Ace and Piccolo and Kai Shiden. So kind of, the whole spectrum.
He's come to the con before, and he's also an older voice actor. So I think, Al, you often talk about how, like, the older voice actors are sometimes the best ones because they feel like a little more leeway in talking about their experience.
Yeah, they feel safe, so they don't always give, like, the most generic, bland answer. They'll sometimes, like, let you behind the curtain because they've been around long enough that, like, they're not going to get, easily tisked by upper management. So they're always, if you're a person who cares about, the behind the scenes stuff, they're always the ones to go see.
Another voice actor that I'm interested in is Maria Ise, who is Foo Fighters from JoJo's. She's Dragon Kid and Tiger and Bunny. She's Rey in The Promised Neverland. So I don't know if she's ever come before, but yeah, I think she has like an interesting kind of an eclectic mix of voices. So I feel like she has some interesting range.
And random fact, Foo Fighters is my favorite JoJo's character.
All of those guests that we just mentioned either have panels, autograph sessions, or events, and they probably have all three. So, like, you could just... And that's not even all the Japanese guests. That's, like... It's a lot of them, but that's not everybody. We're just highlighting the ones that really are speaking to us. And then there's also, like, American voice actor guests. There's content creators. There's a bunch of K-pop industry-related and also, like, musical guest-related. So there's, like, a lot in the guest department. There's also then, like, all the other events that aren't even guest-related. So there's just a million things to do at Otakon. So one thing that I am very excited about, I know a lot of other friends of mine are too, is that Big West is here at Otakon having a official Macross panel. We never thought we'd see the day. And then I believe directly after the panel, there is a screening of the first episode of Macross 7, which I will 100% be at. I'm so excited about it. And I will even clap and cheer for Planet Dance when it plays in the first episode.
This is very strange.
Unprecedented.
I just wonder how you will feel about Planet Dance at episode 13 plus.
I make no promises.
Cool. I feel that's the most honest answer.
But I must come out to support Macross 7 because, I mean, Al and I obviously love it. Many of us love it. And I think it is ripe for... This is its time. I feel like it's its time that I don't think it could have been appreciated in its own time by the U.S. audience, but I think it could be appreciated now.
I'm very curious what they have to say. And the only thing that scares me is what if they'd like dubbed Macross 7? I feel like if you are like a time traveler and told us about this like 5 years ago, you'd be like, liar, pick a better thing to lie about. Pick something real that we might actually believe you're a time traveler.
There are a lot of great panels that I'm sure we're both excited about. I am going to call out just a few of the many, but I thought there was like some interesting themes I saw going on. And like one of those was like different cultures depicted in anime. So I saw, you know, there's one about Ireland in anime. There's one about Hong Kong in anime. There's one about the Chinese occult. There's one about Art Nouveau. So I just thought it was interesting, like these kind of other, how other like culture is then depicted.
Yeah, I might be stealing one of yours, but there is a Phantom Thieves.
You're not stealing anything, Al. We share.
It's Lupin and On, a history of fantasy of Phantom Thieves. So one of the most reverse thieves panels that isn't done by the reverse thieves.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that one. And in conjunction with it, I'm really excited about the true crime panel that's like about true crime in Japan and then like how it is then how it has been like used in anime, like how those events have like shown up in different anime and such. So I thought those two I feel like are connected. Obviously not by the same people or anything, but there's sports anime you don't know, which I want to go to because obviously I love my sports boys. So I'm curious about seeing, you know, some stuff I might have missed.
All golf anime that isn't Birdie Wing. I'm also very curious to see this economic inequality in Cowboy Bebop paddle. I feel like the creators of Cowboy Bebop live action maybe should have gone to this panel.
I just want to call out some amusing ones that I don't actually know if I'm going to go to, but I was just struck by them when I saw them on the list. So we have Classifying the Modern Himbo, Terrible Chefs, We Judge Anime Dogs. I'll probably go to that one. There's a workshop yaoi hand drawing. And then the other thing that I am definitely going to try to attend is the showing of the Otakon 1994 AMV contest.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first Otakon. And yeah, so they have it. Somehow they have it. And I was like, must see. Also would love for this to be the first of like many archival footage that they start showing at the con. I would love for them to do that. So I hope this, I know this is the first time they're showing it since like then. So I hope this encourages them to do that. And I'm definitely going to hope if I enjoy seeing it, I think I will, but I will definitely be like trying to encourage them to do that more.
Yeah, no, that is very interesting because it is such a time capsule not only of just AMVs but of just fan culture.
Yes, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's the otaku no video, like we get to see actual real human footage. As I mentioned at the beginning, obviously I'll be spending a huge amount of time in Artist Alley as I always do. And I'm also very excited that the Makers Space is back this year. It was closed last year, but they did promise that it was coming back and they have delivered on that. So if you've never been to the Makers Space, it's a great place to like unwind for a few minutes. And they usually have a craft of the con, so something that they have like instructions on. It doesn't take a long time to make. And then they usually have like a place you can display. So everyone who's made one at the con can display their piece. And yeah, it's like, it's a very chill area. So I think it's a nice place to have a quiet moment. And I'm always excited to see whatever like the craft will be. And I say this as a person who is not really crafty. Like, I wish I was crafty or I, like, aspire to be crafty, but I'm not. So this is, like, perfect level for me.
Speaking of that, why did you talk about Eat-A-Bag? I mean, surely this is the year that the Eat-A-Bag workshop actually happens and isn't canceled.
So this year, I believe it's only a panel and not a workshop.
Ah.
So I do have it on the list. Thank you for reminding me. I will maybe go. I don't know. It disappears all the time. It's a phantom panel. So one final note for Otakon, and I'm sure many of you are heading there, so I'm very excited to see you all. Otakon has implemented a good COVID policy. I'm curious to see sort of how that plays out. Masks are required, vaccination verification is required. Luckily for us, they are doing the vaccination check. There's one in the Marriott for people who are staying at the Marriott. So I'm like, so we get like a little, I don't know, our own special badge / vax checker.
Plus, I already signed up for Clear, so that, because yeah, if you just, you know, put your vaccine card into Clear, it'll check it over, and then they can just scan it and check it that way.
So I hope everybody has gotten, all of their prepped for all of the COVID stuff, and wear your masks. I will be seeing only masks during this convention. I feel like that's actually going to be all conventions from now on, is that I will probably always be wearing a mask. But I do feel good about them implementing this policy, so I hope that it goes well. And see everyone at Otakon.
See you guys, and